Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the kidnapper?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Ruthann Stuckley-Grootman, Seth R. Diem, and Pip Walker, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and even more, then head on over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Realms of Peril and Glory. We are here on a special Christmas episode, or few episodes. I am here playing a Christmas caper, a game of my own invention, heavily inspired, of course, by the wonderful Autonomy Jobs, inspired by We Fix Space Junk, Honey Heist, and Laser Feelings. And I am here with Felix Trench.
Hello.
Who are you playing, Felix?
Oh, I'm playing a traditional snowman called John.
Wonderful. I love that. I'm also here with Beth Crane.
Hello.
And who are you playing?
I am playing a sexy penguin called Scarlet Adderley.
I believe the descriptor was vixen, but
a vixen
I'll take
penguin.
Sexy.
They're very similar, I assume.
I'm here with Laura Gerling.
Hello.
And who are you playing?
I'll be playing a sweet elf called Merry Jingle.
And I'm here with James Barbarossa.
Hi. I will be playing a gingerbread man called Gumdrop.
Great. So we are going to start the game momentarily. But just for all of you at home, the system works on two levels, naughty and nice. The better the characters become at naughty things, the worse they become at nice things, and vice versa. The better they are at nice, the worse they are at naughty. The players are going to be trying to roll under their naughty or nice stat in order to succeed. And the more nice or naughty checks they do, the better they become at those certain skills. So, without any further ado, we're just going to kick in and have a bit of fun, if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah.
I hate fun. Oh, well. So it's a hard no from me.
Off you go, then.
Yeah. You get to go and do your taxes instead. Yippee!
Wonderful. So, here we go. Snowflakes fall from the sky as Christmas spirit fills the air. You are in the North Pole, home of wondrous wintry sights like the vast Eggnog River, the colossal Candy Cane Mountains, and the mysterious Sugar Plum Forest. All the whimsy and wonder in the world must first begin here before it fills the hearts of the people of the world. Down we descend on Santa's workshop, topped with smoking chimneys and wrapped in brightly lit windows. Behind the windows are the elves feverishly working away. They are busy building the toys for this year's Christmas. The big day is only a few sleeps away, and the whole of the North Pole is giving their final great push to make this Christmas perfect. Beyond the workshop, Santa's grand tower emerges, the natural crystalline formation made of ice and stone that oversees all of the North Pole. Nestled at the very top is Santa's sleigh, already jam-packed with toys, and yet, still more are on the way. From within the tower, a bright flash of light bursts into life. Christmas spirit itself explodes from the tower, and the very magic on which the North Pole sustains itself seems to fade. Ice crystals burst from the tower as a slender figure glides through the air, snow and ice forming under their feet. Jack Frost escapes from Santa's workshop. Bells of warning and panic begin to ring out across the North Pole. Something terrible has happened in the land of whimsy and wonder. The next morning, machines whir away as the workers hustle and bustle in the workshop. Mary, you are being guided along by an older elf woman who met you at reception. She is taking you and a group of three others to the top of the tower. As you walk through the workshop, many of the elves turn their gaze on you, wondering exactly what is going on within Santa's tower and why an elf, a gingerbread man, a penguin, and a snowman are being led to the top of the tower. You step into a buffed bronze lift that shuts as an attendant elf throws a lever. The lift shudders to life, carrying you up the tower. Mary, you take the opportunity to take another look at the letter which was delivered by Turtle Dove to your cottage early this morning. It summoned you to the workshop with no apparent reason why. You see the same note in the hands of the three others who join you in the lift. It appears that you all have been summoned.
Does anyone know why we're here?
Well, I can think of a whole list of reasons, but not one that springs to mind.
If I were to wager a guess, man, I'd say it was something to do with that exploding ice from yesterday, you know what I mean? Did anybody else see that, or was I just hallucinating it?
I was otherwise engaged.
Doing what? It was ice exploding in the sky. What do you mean you were otherwise engaged? What were you doing?
You must be doing something very fun.
Hey, man, I think we should leave the lady to her private business, dude.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd like to keep my private life private.
I don't talk to biscuits.
Whoa, wow. Man. This is some classic snowman behavior you guys can see right here. They think they own everything, man. For real.
Like, you're both anthropomorphic personifications. You do know that, right? We're all... on the surface, you might look different, but you're very, very similar inside. And I can vouch for
this
that.
This is the sort of liberal nonsense I've come to expect from Penguin.
See, if we don't put a stop to these people, man, before you know it, there's a fascist uprising in the North Pole, and we already have a fat cat at the top controlling us, dude. You see, this is the problem that we get ourselves into until we put a stop to these kind of people, man.
And I don't like cats.
I don't know where you get the word we.
Hey, you know, it's like, I don't know, people with your disposition, man, you're always gonna be like, give peace a chance, dude.
The lift comes to a sudden juddery stop and the doors slide open. Gumdrop, you struggle to stifle a gasp in your stupid state as the soaring ceilings of Santa's private workroom encircle you overhead. The walls...
Damn, dude.
The walls are covered in vast bookshelves. Stone columns section the room, and a set of double stairs lead up to a tucked away second level. Sat in an ancient amber chair is an equally ancient-looking elf, who glances up to see all four of you as you enter. She nods to the elf who escorted you up, who promptly returns to the lift where the attendant throws the lever, shutting the doors and returning the lift to the ground. You are in Santa's private workroom.
Hello, my name is Gretchen. Welcome to the workroom.
Good to meet you, Gretchen. I don't quite understand why we're here.
Yes, well, I'd like to firstly thank you all for coming so quickly.
You're welcome, man. Don't worry about it.
Before we go any further into this, I need you all to understand that confidentiality is rather key in all this. It would be of utmost importance if you could assure me that you will not breathe a word of what is discussed in this room with anyone else.
Of course, secrets are fun.
Oh, I keep a lot of secrets.
Hey, man, you do you. Your business is your business. But I think if something's in the public interest, you'd probably be best to let them know, dude.
I'm not signing anything.
Yes, well, it's more a gentleman's promise. Mr. John Frost, is it?
Yes. It's not impressive. I'm in the directory.
So are you related to, to Jack Frost?
Yes, of course. We're both made of water.
Okay. So cousins?
I thought there was no relation between yourself and Mr. Jack. Are you in fact blood-related family?
Ice-related, dude.
We're water-related. We're water-based. End of the day, we're all just one big puddle.
But not. You've never met one another, have you?
Blood's thicker than water, dude. Well,
not nose to nose.
No.
Carrot to carrot.
I've had about enough of the cookie dough.
Hey, man, I'm not just cookie dough. I think you'll find I'm baked.
Yes, well, right, okay, this is exactly why I brought you in. This sort of gumption is what we need. Listen, there's been a bit of a problem, and, Santa's hat has been stolen.
Damn.
Yes, it's quite a problem, you see. Without it, Christmas cannot go ahead, you see.
Yeah.
It's a little known fact. We try to keep it secret, but much of Santa's magic actually does come from the hat itself, and without the true hat, we cannot have Christmas.
So the question is, what can the hat do on its own?
The hat is inert. It's more of a it's an item to use. It's been stolen, you see. I meant,
would it transform whoever took it into an Erzsaz Santa?
No, it's unfortunately no. Santa and the hat are two separate items. To have the hat does not inherently mean you are Santa. While the hat does choose the next Santa when there is a current Santa, you cannot make a new Santa.
I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the film The Santa Claus.
I assure you, I am not.
Well, I love that film.
I don't think anyone's thinking of that film, man.
We do rather distance ourselves from that film, unfortunately.
You would, dude. You must love Tim Allen, dude.
Lovely man.
You're getting off track, dude.
Listen, there will be compensation. Santa himself will personally owe you a favor if you help us retrieve the hat.
Well, I can always do with a favor.
Yes. Everyone else in the workshop is absolutely jam-packed trying to get ourselves ready for Christmas. There's simply not enough time. So, look, we need your help if we're going to be able to get the hat back.
Well, it's always nice to help, and I've finished making all of my worms on strings for this Christmas.
Yes, Fabius, that's part of the reason why we called you up here, was because you hit your quota for the year, so...
I'm quite speedy.
Would you all agree to help us with this?
Well, I can always do with another favour from the old man, so I'm on board.
I mean, there's nothing would please me more to spend more days in this frigid, icy hellscape, dude. You know, can't think of a better place to live.
The reason I brought you here specifically was because this is where the hat was stolen from. Normally, and she gestures to the glass case
where the hat is kept. Normally, the hat is kept in this case here. And well, it looks as though someone broke into the case. But the problem is that this room is impenetrable. We don't know how they got in. The alarms weren't tripped or nothing. So we just don't know what could possibly have happened.
Well, did you ever consider that he stole the hat himself, dude?
I assure you, Santa did not steal his hat.
It's an inside job, man.
Santa was with me when the hat was stolen. It was not an inside job.
It's a convenient alibi.
So did you steal the hat?
I did not steal the hat.
So you worked with Santa to steal the hat?
This is all making perfect sense, man.
Look, I didn't steal the hat.
So then if you guys have the hat, then what do you need our help for? I'm happy to help. I just don't really understand.
No, you'll not understand. We don't have the hat. We did not steal the hat together. It was not an inside job. We have no motivation to do so.
So why are you protesting so hard?
Because I don't have the hat.
I'm unclear on why you need the hat for Christmas to go ahead, if it has no special properties.
No, it does have special properties, you see. It is... It has the ability to grant wishes, you see, and it's intensely magical.
Right.
And it is what allows the sleigh to fly. It's what allows Santa to deliver all of the presents in plenty of time.
Plus, it's part of his whole image.
So you need fuel?
No, we need the magic.
Sounds like you need fuel. We're in the Arctic. There's probably an oil rig around here somewhere.
Let me ask you this, dude. If this room is impenetrable, then how did you get in, dude?
How did we get in?
How did I get in?
The defenses weren't raised when I let you in.
We came in the lift.
Nah, I remember that now. I thought that might have been a dream.
So could you take us to the area where Jack Frost made his exit?
Well, he left from several levels below. That's what we don't understand. Somehow the hat got from here, and she points to the case with broken glass, all the way down. Jack Frost, it seems, never, from anything we could tell, got up here. So somehow the hat got from in this room to downstairs.
I'd like to waddle over and take a look at the glass.
Yes, please do. So could you please roll me a naughty check for noticing, like, criminal things.
Well, that's a 5, so I succeed, I think.
Yes, you do succeed. So you noticed the glass was broken from the inside.
That is as I suspected. I feel that the hat may have been removed from this case from the inside, not smashed into from the outside.
Itself, dude.
Was the hat sentient?
I don't believe the hat was sentient.
But can that be confirmed?
I'm fairly certain. I'm about 98% sure. Mary, could you roll me a nice check for recognizing kind of nice
Christmas magic?
Things?
Yeah.
Christmas magic, yeah.
I got a 3.
Wonderful. Mary, you noticed that in amongst the glass, kind of you couldn't quite see it before, but it's there's some crumbs.
Ooh.
Crumbs and a gumdrop.
Oh.
The thing for which you're named, Gumdrop.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this, dude. There's probably water here. We don't see pointing fingers at Frostboy over here, dude.
John?
Such a square name for a series of circles, dude.
It looks as though a gingerbread person was here.
Do we know if Jack Frost is known to work with any gingerbread people?
Well, I suppose up until this moment I hadn't thought about it, but we had received a couple of letters through from... Well, there's this organization, we're not sure... It's called the Ginger Resistance.
Damn.
Sounds delightful.
They've demanded action. They want more respect for cookies and for confectionery. They've asked for us to put a stop on eating cookies, you see. But, you know, we're not eating sentient cookies, but
you know, regular cookies. They've asked for us to stop it. And, it, well, it's such an essential part of Christmas. How can we, how could we stop it?
Hey, man, I think the more interesting question is why you're giving some cookies sentience, dude. That's really what you gotta know.
It's a natural occurrence. We don't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
And can you usually tell whether a cookie is sentient before you get to the point of eating it? Or has there been some kind of disgusting accident where creatures have woken up whilst being eaten?
I don't personally know of any incident of that, but I mean, maybe, but I don't think so.
This whole world's gotta wake up, man.
Are there any gingerbread people who have access to this office normally?
Well, not normally, but well, we do bring up a plate of cookies for Santa every evening. It's possible a gingerbread person might have snuck in on a plate of cookies.
You know, things like that, dude, were originally conceived as ways to intimidate the gingerbread population. It's all ritualistic, dude. And while I'm at it, I'm gonna take a look at the gumdrops and see if they're from anyone I recognize, dude.
Okay, roll me a nice check for recognizing a friend.
2.
Great, so you succeed, and you will move one rung up the nice ladder. So you notice that this gumdrop, let me just check here. It's a purple gumdrop. Purple gumdrops are pretty ubiquitous. You yourself have purple gumdrops, though. Damn. All of yours are present, you know. So you
do you spend a moment being like, is this mine?
It hurts to take them off, man. It hurts to take them off.
So you think that it's quite possible that a gingerbread person would have to find a replacement gumdrop. But you know that whoever did steal this is definitely missing a gumdrop from their buttons.
Where do the gumdrops come from when gingerbread men are made?
Well, presumably there's a mold.
What do you tell me, James?
Sugar and gelatin.
There must be somewhere, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if we track down where there might have been other gumdrops, since somebody who's seeking to replace their gumdrop might have
gone
there.
Right, yes. Is there a...
There's some sort of gumdrop shop.
Well, you know for a fact that the general store in the Gingerbread Village sells gumdrops.
I do hate that general. He's a classic military man.
Great. So the owner of the general store is now a general. You notice, John, you notice that the crumbs continue on out the window. And it looks as though...
Crumbs continue on outside the window. And it looks as though...
Looks as though the gingerbread person, whoever it was...
The gingerbread person, whoever it was...
Jumped down and gave the hat to Jack Frost there.
Jumped down and gave the hat to Jack Frost there.
That's very insightful, John.
Must use strawberry laces as a rope.
No, that just sounds unrealistic.
Gretchen, why are we here? Why, you've got a whole, presumably, elf force at your disposal.
Absolutely, and we are days from Christmas. They're busy.
And why us? Why did I get a summons? Was this like jury duty? What is this?
Frankly, you all weren't busy.
That's true. I really am not doing
Excuse me. I'm not... No. Listen. I am a snowman. I have one job, and that is to stand in place. I was doing that very well.
Then no one's going to miss you, are they, John?
Cutting. And I'll have you know that my family have recently melted.
Well, that's very sad, and perhaps you can wish them back from Santa. With your favor.
No, you don't want to waste a wish. So your reasoning is we weren't busy. I just want to be absolutely clear here.
Yes, well, look, we've got to get Christmas in order. And frankly, someone had to do it and thought it'd be rather fun and friendly and like a game if you all did it.
Does anyone want to go and get a meal?
I feel like it's quite important to find this hat. It's nearly Christmas.
I suppose there's a relative importance to it.
And maybe if we get it back quickly, there'll be a chance for me to help make some of the Xboxes and electronic toys this year.
Yes, quite possibly, yes.
Everybody cares about the fat man's hat, man, but nobody cares when gingerbread men lose clothes, dude. You see how that's funny that the fat man loses his hat, but and suddenly we all give a shit?
How magical are your clothes, Gumdrop?
I mean, I'm where they stop being my body and start being clothes is up for debate. It's frankly an existential horror, dude, but you know, it's nobody's, this guy's lost his gumdrops. I don't see a force out to find that. Wait, I mean, we're here for that. Damn, you got me. I'm in, dude. I'm in. How we find this guy?
I suppose you better get going. Christmas is coming and we really need the hat.
Let's go down to the floor where Jack Frost was. Did the window break? We'll have to see.
I'm on for that idea.
Awesome.
So, yes, you take the lift down to the next level down. You see that this is a storeroom. So it looks as though this is where some mechanical parts are kept, maintenance stuff. You can see the telltale sign of Jack Frost in this location. It looks as though the walls have kind of frozen in a thin layer of frost and crystalline formations. It looks as though Jack Frost snuck into this
room. Damn, that's cold. Because of the ice.
And it looks as though the gingerbread person, whoever they were, jumped down to the level below and gave Jack Frost the hat.
Are there any points of usual entry on this floor?
Well, it comes up through the lift. There's an open window. Jack Frost, as you could see, could fly, so it's fully possible he snuck in here without anyone seeing him.
I feel like the window is the most obvious option. But would Jack go for the most obvious option? That's something to think about.
I don't know. Seems like he had a pretty good motivation. I don't know why he'd care about originality now, dude. I mean, stealing Santa's hat, that's pretty textbook stuff, dude. You're an elf, dude. Do you work here?
I know, but I don't really get to do that many things outside of the worm on a string room, to be honest. I'd really like to branch out and try new things, but sadly I haven't been able to yet.
Worm on a string. Which ones are those?
So they're the ones, they're they're really a lot of fun. Basically, you've got this worm and it's on a string.
And you eat it?
No. So what you do is you hold the string and you move your hands in a way that looks like the worm isn't actually moving. Your hands are moving. And it looks like the worm is moving in and out of your hands. It looks like there's a moving worm on your hands. It looks like the worm's alive. It's like magic.
There's a worm inside your hands.
Yeah, I've got a few of those. They're an awful lot of fun.
I do only have flippers.
I think it would still work with flippers.
I get one every Christmas. Worm on a string.
Can I go to the worm on a string room and see if there's a spare one for Scarlet?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll me a nice check. Roll me a nice check for finding a present.
It's just a miss, that.
Ah, darn. No worm on a string in here, unfortunately.
We'll get you one another time, Scarlet.
So, you think you have found all that you can from here. And so far, I think your best lead is probably that someone in the gingerbread village is missing a gumdrop.
Well, we better go to the gingerbread village.
I suggest we go hunt them down, dude.
So, general store in the gingerbread village, is that right?
Yeah, let's go.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Beyond the great town surrounding the workshop is a small village made entirely of gingerbread.
Oh God, it's awful.
Yeah, you're telling me, man.
This gingerbread village is home to the confectionery people of the North Pole. The scent of freshly baked cookies, cinnamon, and chocolate waft through the air as you approach the village. A gingerbread man with a bright purple icing sash and marzipan top hat strides up to you and introduces himself.
Well, hello there. Lovely to see some big folk out here in the gingerbread village. My name's Mayor Wafer. How can I be helping you all today?
I didn't vote for you.
I offer him my flipper.
Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Charmed.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
It's great to meet you. We're investigating a crime.
Oh, wow. What kind of crime?
Well, I don't think we can say.
Oh, right. Well, how about this? I'll offer you a little spell to make you all just big enough to be able to talk to us gingerbread folks. That sound good?
I'd love that.
Oh, great.
And he just waves his little candy cane stick. And you all, with the exception, of course, of Gumdrop, who's already the correct size, shrink down to the size of...
This is too much power for a mayor to have. How do we allow so much power funneling into the brass, the top politicians?
I'm just trying to make it so everyone can have a nice time, talk to each other.
I don't like that I can see into your eyes now.
And what do you see in their eyes?
I see sweets. I see boiled sweets. Not like boiled proper eyes. Sweets.
The houses are made of people, man.
That's fine. That's nice. Can I help you lot find anything nice?
A shop.
I'm going to see if I can see if this guy's got purple gumdrops.
Yeah, absolutely. Please roll a nice check for noticing something nice about a friend.
He's no friend, man. He's scum. I got a 3.
Is that a success or fail for you?
I mean, I got a 6 on nice. So, yeah.
You got,
I
yeah, guess so I got definitely. Lower than a 6. Yeah. So. Yeah. So, you see that the mayor has green gumdrops on his chest. So, no, he's not the...
How recently did you get those gumdrops, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, well, I think I've had these near enough all my life. Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine how long that's been. Probably about, I don't know, how long the cookies keep. It feels like years, but it might have been months. I'm not really sure.
2.5 weeks, man.
I think it depends if you're frozen.
Well, they're a delightful shade of green.
Biscuits go soft. That's the definition. I'd like to push the mare's arm and see if it falls off.
We're preserved by magic, dude.
Roll me a naughty check for attacking.
I got 2. Is that good?
Oh, my arm. Oh, God. Why'd you do something like that?
Well, we were checking how old you were. You're definitely quite soft.
I feel like that may be classified as a hate crime.
So several years.
That is a hate crime, dude. That's violence,
I think that might have been a hate crime.
Can I try and use some of the marzipan from his hat to reattach his arm, to kind of bandage the arm up?
Yeah, roll me a nice check to assist a friend.
I passed. I got 3.
Oh, well, thank you there, little elf.
You kind of do a subpar job of stitching together his arm.
I think that'll do. That'll hold for now, but I'm gonna have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, and I bet you got free health care as well, fat cat. What about the rest of us?
I'm sorry, but I think I'm personally of the opinion that, you know, you should be, you know, self-responsibility.
You would think that.
Everyone should take personal responsibility for their own health care needs. I shouldn't be paying for you.
Now, I have rarely agreed with a biscuit, but I can get on board with that philosophy.
You were born with a candy cane in your mouth, man. I'm sick of this asshole. I'm gonna go find the general store.
Oh, you're looking for the general store.
Shut up, man. I live here, dude. Don't talk down to me, man. Don't talk down.
The mayor kind of,
well, come on,
and gestures over with his candy cane and starts leading you guys to the general store.
I hate this guy.
Mr. Mayor, do you know anything about this gingerbread resistance?
Oh, well, that sounds mighty frightening. That I've not heard anything about that.
I wouldn't worry about it.
What is it? What's ginger resistance?
Oh, it's just something I had a dream about once. I wouldn't worry.
Oh, right. Well, it sounds like a paramilitary organization of some kind made a gingerbread man trying to overthrow Santa.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, well, you know, I think old Macaron's been making a fuss about Santa lately, but, you know,
it sounds like you know more than you're letting on.
They don't tell us nothing, man.
No, I'm just making up things. I'm just saying fun things because I'm a weird, wacky gingerbread fella.
It's bullshit, dude.
I would like to threaten the mayor.
Why don't you tell us what you know? I'm going to assist in threatening the man.
Right. Okay. So, Felix, roll 2d10 and take the better result for this check.
5.
And your naughty score's at
6.
So, yes, that's a success.
Oh!
How exactly do you go about intimidating the mayor?
Break his other arm off.
Yeah, take off his other arm. No, I take off his existing arm and remind him that he has one arm remaining.
Oh, God, what do you want? Why do you keep doing this to me?
I want to know everything you know about the gingerbread resistance, and I don't want any more of this folksy wisdom.
Oh, well, I don't know too much. I mean, are they the ones responsible for all that calamity going on in the workshop last night?
What calamity?
Well, I just heard there were bells a-ringing and things. You know, I had... look, I know people aren't too happy around here with old Saint Nick. I know old Mac.
Why?
Well, you know, they eating the cookies and things, and you know, I'm kind of more of a pro eating cookies kind of guy. You know, not all cookies are sentient cookies.
There's a fundamental wealth imbalance, old man, and you're blind to it. You're supposed to leave this. You're supposed to lead this community, dude.
So would you object to someone taking a bite out of your arm?
I mean, I would not like that, but you don't see the reindeer getting all huffy when they eat venison up in the workshop, you know, so...
I have the munchies. I'll chow down on it.
Don't eat my arm. That's so... That
I bite into his arm. I bite into his arm.
Roll me a naughty check to for fucking cannibalism.
Oh my god, I got a one, a natural one.
Hey.
Oh Christ, yeah, you succeed.
Hey, if the houses are made of it, we can all eat it, right? What's the difference, dude?
Oh god, oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna have to get a new arm. This is so upsetting. Look, well, I know, I saw, look, I did say, I'll tell you what I saw, look. I know old Macaron's been having a bit of a temper tantrum lately about Santa, but he was with me last night. We were drinking some syrup, just having a nice old time, the mayor and the owner of the general store.
That's corruption, dude. Elected officials having dinner with private companies, man. You don't see the imbalance.
We're old friends. We're old friends.
I bet you are, you corrupt motherfucker.
His name is General Macaron.
Yes, General Macaron. That's why it's called the General Store. Now, look, I did...
Oh, it's General's apostrophe S, I see.
Yeah, that was a joke I made up, man, and it's canon now.
What do they sell?
Probably weapons.
Look, it's probably nothing. I did say when I was coming back from drinking with old Macaron, I did say... Look, young Chip was out of his bed.
Who?
Young Chip. Chip.
Young Chip.
Chip. He was out of his bed.
Chip.
All right?
C-H-I-P.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's
like
that?
Chocolate.
Who's young Chip?
He works at the general store, too. I think he was just coming back from Peanut's house. They've
Peanut?
Been seeing each other. Peanut's a little lady. Gingerbread person.
Give us a list of all that family, man. I want brothers. I want sisters. I want goddamn cousins, dude.
Well, I think Chip might have a couple brothers, but I don't know what their names are. I'll be honest with you.
I do. I know all of them because I'm in touch with this community, man, and you know nothing, dude.
I don't know what's going on.
Take another bite out of his arm.
Oh, my arm. I can still feel it.
Can we all stop biting each other? It's really quite disgusting. I'm just wondering.
You eat us all the time, dude.
I mean, I don't.
Now it's disgusting.
But, okay, so the cookies that Santa eats... Every evening. Are they made here in the Gingerbread Village, or are they?
Yeah, we make him nice cookies each evening.
So where are they made? At the general store?
Yeah, they're made at the general store and bakery.
Okay, fab. So it's a general store and bakery. So he...
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the bakery makes them, but I think...
Yeah. They control the supply chain. They control the distribution. They control the production. It's a monopoly, man. Don't you see? And you're doing nothing to stop it because you're in bed with the establishment.
I actually met the monopoly man.
I have a question.
Look, I just think, look, Chip, I don't know what I can do for you anymore.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, Scarlett has a question, and I'll thank you for being quiet.
Yes, what's that?
Can you explain reproduction to me?
Fuck.
Well, look, sometimes...
You don't have to be too graphic, just, are you made or born?
Look, so not all dough has the innate ability to come to life, right? But some dough... is blessed with the magical energy of the North Pole. Now, we don't always know when or where that's going to hit, but when it does, the cookies, no matter what they went in the oven as, always come out as gingerbread, kicking and screaming. Or yeah. gingerbread men and women and other genders. We are not discriminatory. I apologize. I have been trying to work on my gender theory. I have not done so well.
Yeah, you sound super progressive, asshole.
Gingerbread people come out of the oven no matter what, when the magical energy of the North Pole has blessed the dough.
I'ma find this general, man. I'm out of here. I'm sick of these fat cats.
So what happens when you die?
Well, that's a bit of a mystery, really. I mean, one day you just...
You wake up and you're dead. There ain't no real reason. I suppose if someone eats you, then you die. Well, we know that one for sure.
Do you have a religion?
Wake up if you're dead, man. How do you wake up if you're dead?
Do we have a religion? You know, there's the old cathedral where we, you know, we go to.
So you're Christians?
I think that's more of a nomenclature kind of thing.
Roman Catholic.
Hey, this is still called a Christmas caper, man. What's your obsession with this? You're already having your religion represented, John. Why can't you just leave it?
I'm just interested. Do you recognize the Pope?
I seriously suggest we get out of here, you guys.
I've never seen the Pope in my life. I think this religion is wholly separate from... No, I think our religion is holy. Why am I answering your questions? You got my arm. Give me my arm back.
My arm now.
I take another bite out of it and I throw it in the snow.
Arm. Will you leave me alone? If you're going to go to the general store, just go to the general store.
What are you going to do about it, pig?
I don't know. Help, please.
I'm going to waddle off in the direction of the general store.
I suggest we bail. The fuzz are coming. And I've got candy canes on me, man. I can't go back to gingerbread prison, dude.
Great. So you make your way over to the general store, I'll say. So you walk over through the gingerbread village, kind of hastily shuffling away from the now armless mayor crying in the streets.
Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Has Gumdrop still got the arm?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
I'm trailing it through the snow behind me.
Crumbs are kind of flaking off.
Eat the rich, dude. Eat the rich.
Oh, my God. I once had, like, I had a thought maybe this would be, like, a family-friendly game. And then, like, I thought that it would be unlikely. So you make your way over through the gingerbread village. You see, like, a frosting shop where... gingerbread people can get their frosting changed over. You see a kind of construction site where gingerbread people are kind of building a new gingerbread house with slabs of gingerbread and frosting and bits of peppermint and stuff. And at the far end, you can see the gingerbread general's store. At the top, it says, general's apostrophe store. And at the bottom it says a general macaron store of various assorted goods. So you open the door, and you can see assortment of sweets. You can smell fresh baking from the back. At the till is,
hey, what can I do you guys for?
So is this a kind of baby farm sort of place?
I'm sorry, what? A baby farm?
Well, if everyone's born here, you seem to have a kind of monopoly on birth.
This is not the only bakery in the whole village. What's going on?
They're churning out automatons, man.
Can I see what his buttons look like?
Yeah, roll me a nice check for noticing something.
Yes, it's a pass. It's a six.
You can see that General Mac Garon has red buttons.
Okay, cool.
No, and he has
fancy
all three.
Fancy red buttons, man. Where'd you get them?
What can I do for you guys? You've just come into my store. You said I have a monopoly on birthing. Why shouldn't I just kick you all out into the street right now?
I want to know all about the ginger resistance.
Well, what's that?
That's what I'm asking you.
You gotta know something, man. There's no way.
Could you guys roll me a nice check, John, for empathy, for reading someone's expressions.
Okay, so 7 and 3 is what I'm currently on.
Yes, I'm hoping to pull you back from the brink.
3.
Yeah, so you notice that General Macaron has a brief glimmer of recognition and a bit of fear, as you mention the ginger resistance.
Okay, I want to look for a chair and some rope.
So before we resort to chairs and ropes, Can I quickly just ask General Macaron, say if an elf kind of was aware of sort of the hardships that gingerbread people have to go through and wanted to do something about it, wanted to help from the inside, from being in Santa's workshop, who should she contact?
Roll me a nice check, and I'm gonna say at disadvantage.
Okay,
so
even though I've got dice. Persuade as my like special ability.
You have, so I'm going to say roll it at regular. Then,
okay. Oh, no. Damn it. No, that's a 10. That is a fail.
I don't really know anything about no ginger resistance, so I could not do that for you.
Oh, that's a real shame. I was hoping to find someone I could chat to about it.
All this guy cares about is money, man.
Speaking of money, have you had anyone purchase replacement gun drops in the last few hours?
I can't think of anything like that. No, I...
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah.
Roll me a nice check.
Pass.
He's lying.
Cool. I would like to gesture to Gumdrop to gesture with the mayor's arm.
Hey, man, I got the hand of the mayor here. I hear you got that too. Late night syrup drinking sessions, you corrupt motherfucker.
Language.
We all know about it. You're a monopoly. You got the mayor in your gumdrop pocket, dude.
I'd like to roll to take away this man's mouth.
Roll me a nice check for keeping things PG-13.
5, I fail.
Describe how he fails, James.
So I guess you're reaching for my mouth that I think is made of animated icing. I'm not sure how. Yes. I've been taking. Yes. Bites out of the mayor's arm. Do I have gingerbread teeth? Yeah, that's what I've got. I go for a bite of his stick arm when he goes near.
Ow!
Don't try to silence me, you fascist. I'll not be silenced, man. I know I originally rolled peaceful, but it's gone off the rails, dude.
This biscuit is rabid.
From the back, you see two more gingerbread people come in, and they're like,
"What are you guys doing here? Get out of here. Old Macaron is a good fella. What are you doing bothering him?"
This is Chip.
"We're just having a quiet little chat. That's all. Nothing suspicious."
"It doesn't look like quite a little chat. You got the mayor's arm."
"This could be anyone's arm."
Can I see if anything in the back is like pouring? If there's any like hot dough anywhere? What's the machinery like in the back of this place?
Roll me a nice check to notice things in the room.
My nice is 6. I rolled a 4.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So you check in the room. You can see that there's some baking going on in the back. You see that there is a gingerbread woman behind this guy who you assume is Chip, the other employee at the general store. There's a gingerbread woman behind him. You see that she has 3 gumdrops, but you notice that one of the gumdrops is a different color to the rest. She has purple gumdrops on the top and bottom, but a blue gumdrop in the middle.
"If you don't mind me noticing, I can't help but see you're missing gumdrops." I want to pull out the gumdrops. I'm like looking for these.
What
do you know about the ginger resistance, man?
Roll me a naughty check to intimidate.
Rolled a 2. My naughty is 3 right.
Yay.
Now. Cool.
All right, fine.
And the gingerbread woman kind of steps out, and she holds an icing kind of thing at her side, like pointing it at you like a gun, like an icing gun.
"Fine, I broke into Santa's workshop, and I do it again.
can our Christmas caper companions find Jack Frost if they can't get past the ginger resistance? Find out next time on A Christmas Caper. See you then.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to A Christmas Caper. It would mean the world to us if you would go out and support our players. Beth Crane writes and performs in We Fix Space Junk, an incredible science fiction audio drama. You can follow the show on at We Fix Space Junk on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can also find it at Battle Bird Productions on Instagram. Laura Gerling is on Twitter and Instagram at @ByLauraGerling. She also has a shop, bylauragerling.etsy.com, where she does some incredible handmade designs. Please do check that out. Felix Trench is the writer and performer behind the hilarious mockumentary podcast Quid Pro Euro. I do the sound design for that show, and believe me when I say I laugh out loud while doing the sound design all the time. You can, of course, find Felix on Twitter at Felix Trench. And James Barbarossa, of course, would like to let you know that you can follow him on Twitter, though you probably shouldn't. You can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG, that's ZACKFG. The absolute best way to support Realms of Peril and Glory is to head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/lightandtragic. There you can get bonus shows and ad-free listening and quite a lot more. So head over. You can, of course, check the podcast description for links to our Discord as well as our merch shop, where you can find some incredible Realms of Peril and Glory merch that is continually coming live and coming off. So check it out. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side passage?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.